I'm with Tim Harris. Hi, Tim Harris.
How do you do?
All right, Burke and Will's beef tartare, Dijon paper, salads, chips. I just had it. It's delicious.
Fantastic.
Let me ask you a question about beef tartare or tartare in general. Should people be afraid to eat it?
Not at all. No, I mean, people eat sushi. They're now doing like chicken sushi. So raw meat's not something to be afraid of, as long as it's nice and fresh.
So is that so? So you don't do anything to preserve it in the process, or what do you do?
No, it's just taken in fresh, chopped up to order very quickly, and then we just season it with some shallots, some capers, a little salt and pepper, some white soy in there to give it a little salt.
This was magnificent. I'm telling you straight. I loved it. I don't know, just liked it. I love the way that tastes. So you have a very special. Tell us about your restaurant. Where is it? And what are some of those other specialties you have?
Fantastic. Yeah, Burke & Will's is my take on a modern Australian bistro. So Australia being my home country. We have a very seasonal, produce-driven menu. Changes, you know, 6 to 8 times a year. We use what's coming into season. And then we have some influences from my home country. So we do serve kangaroo. We make a nice kangaroo burger. Kangaroo's really good for you. It's very similar to venison, nice and lean. Little gamey, lots of fun. I have an all-Australian wine list. We're located on 79th and Broadway.
Okay, I love that space. You did a beautiful job. You've enhanced the neighborhood. I live on 80th and Amsterdam.
Thank you so much.
I know, I've been there. But I'm not sure if you have Vegemite. I'm a little concerned.
I have one dish on my brunch menu. I take some Vegemite, I put it in the dehydrator, and make a salt with it, and we sprinkle a little bit on the top, just to taste.
All right. You sold me now. All right, I was worried. All right, but you solved that problem.
I have Vegemite toast every morning for breakfast.
All right, a true Australian. Let me ask you a question about World Peace, International Day of Peace. We're involved with that through concerts here in New York. Australia's agreed, all the countries are UN. I've asked thousands of people, if you can say your name and what does peace mean to you?
Australia's always been a peaceful country, and we've been involved in conflicts over the years, drawn into the Great War in Europe and to the Vietnam War. And I think peace is about understanding each other, and New York City is a great place for that, where we have so many cultures, and you know, you hear so many accents and voices on the street. I have a 4-year-old boy, and he's going to school here, and he doesn't see color, he doesn't see race, he just sees people, and that's what we all need to do, I think. We just need to understand people.
Fantastic. Very well stated. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.